staff Mick Mulvaney says Donald Trump wants to find out whether the Russia investigation was an attempt to prevent him from being elected president. Mulvaney appeared on ABC's This Week.
If that happened, that is a challenge to our republic, the likes of which we've not seen for a long time. And we don't think it's that outrageous to suggest that it could have. The president would only be doing his job if he tries to make sure whether or not that happened, and if it did, to make sure the people who committed those particular acts are brought to justice.
Analysts are calling it a referendum on President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Today's crucial municipal elections in Turkey, which will determine who holds power in the country's major cities. Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party have seen their popularity drop amid a litany of economic problems, chief among them a deep recession and inflation. Erdogan led his party's campaign effort focusing on Istanbul, Turkey's largest city and financial capital, and early exit polls show Erdogan's party in the lead there. Zuzana Kaputova will be Slovakia's first female president after winning the second round of the country's presidential election. Kaputova is a liberal environmental activist. Her overwhelming victory runs counter to a European trend of electing populist anti-European Union politicians. With almost all the votes counted, the 45-year-old Kaputova had 58% to 42% for her opponent, European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic. An Arab summit is underway in Tunisia, a major issue under discussion, the situation in war-torn Syria with a focus on the Golan Heights, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
To forge a political path to a sustainable peace in which all Syrians are heard, grievances are addressed, and needs are met. And any resolution of the Syrian conflict must guarantee the unity, the territorial integrity of Syria, including the occupied Golan.
President Trump last week signed a proclamation extending formal American recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. This is VOA News. The fact that it was Sunday meant little in Britain's ongoing debate over Brexit and its missing blueprint for how it will leave the European Union. British Justice Minister David Gawk today was asked if, after three defeats in Parliament, Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit divorce agreement with the EU was finally dead.
Well, I'm not sure that one can say that, for the very simple reason is that the country needs to find a way forward which reflects the referendum result, does so in a way that protects our jobs and security and the integrity of the United Kingdom and our national security. And I think, you know, in the end, you always, I think, keep coming back to this point that the Prime Minister's deal does do that.
Ukrainians are voting today in the first round of presidential balloting. Petro Poroshenko is seen seeking re-election but has little support in the most recent poll. The surprise frontrunner in the field of 39 is a comedian, Volodymyr Zelensky, who plays the part of a president in a TV comedy series. Missing from the field is any openly pro-Russia candidate. Election observers are on hand for the voting. Here is what one said a short time ago.
It was quiet, and the people wanted to vote. They were coming in and out and were checking the papers and the programs of the candidates. They really take it serious and came back in and, you know, with their passports. Well, we checked, so everything is fine. And I must say, so far, the technical election part is correct.
Venezuelans got some all-too-rare good news today. The Red Cross says it's gotten approval to deliver humanitarian supplies in the country and that it will start within 20 days. Up until now, the Nicolas Maduro regime has blocked outside aid, which has been stored across the border in Colombia. Meanwhile, Venezuela suffered through another blackout Friday night. Social media reports indicate it affected 20 of Venezuela's 23 states. The cause is not clear, but the country has been undergoing periodic outages for weeks. The Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building, the Sydney Opera House, the Acropolis, and many more iconic landmarks around the world went dark at 8:30 local time Saturday night for Earth Hour, an annual call for local action on climate change. Earth Hour is the brainchild of the World Wildlife Fund. Said a fund vice president, "The rising demand for energy, food, and water means this problem is only going to worsen unless we act now." Once again, our top story, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says Donald Trump wants to find out whether the Russia investigation was an attempt to prevent him from being elected president. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America.